I'm here in the Assembly Bar with Joanna Hawkins. So, Joanna, tell me what you're doing at the Fringe this year.
Well, I'm working with a few shows that are sort of about kind of confessional comedy or mental health and theatre, working with the Wellcome Trust as well. So this year they've launched an initiative called Sick of the Fringe, whereby they're sort of helping people who are, you know, struggling with kind of the natural mental health lull that tends to happen in Edinburgh, kind of around about the middle of the festival. So give it another few days and they'll be packed. But also the shows I'm looking after. So I Am Beast, which is a show that was developed with neurologists, neuroscientists, kind of about sort of teenagers who have suffered a loss, a sort of parental loss in their family, and are sort of on the edge of sort of going into sort of depression, or, you know, they have a troubled mind, and it's sort of how a teenager uses their imagination to cope with, you know, sort of a real kind of like hemorrhage in their lives. And that's fantastic. That's developed with the Wellcome Trust. And it's on at the Pleasance Courtyard at 3:20 every day. I highly recommend it. The other show, which is going to be on BBC News at 10 tonight, is The Misfit Analysis. Now, that actually hasn't opened yet. That starts on the 23rd of August. And this is the first time a solo autistic performer has ever brought a one-man show to the Edinburgh Fringe. His name is Kian Binchy, and he was the autism consultant on the National Theatre's Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. So he trained all the lead characters in Mark Haddon's story, which includes Luke Treadaway, who's obviously now a very famous Hollywood actor, on how to portray someone who is autistic and how they would cope kind of without a support officer, because obviously in the story he kind of goes out into the world and how an autistic person would handle that. But The Misfit Analysis, which is Kian's show, again it's at the Pleasance Courtyard, starting from the 23rd, is all about how he experiences the world, but it's a show aimed at non-autistic people. So it's sort of funny and it's kind of sad, and it's also very eye-opening about the kind of the miscommunications between those who are autistic, and those who are, you know, in speech marks, not, or, you know, normal, not autistic. And how, if we're kind of, you know, if we relax our guard that sort of protects us against, like, oh, that person's not normal, or, oh, they're behaving a bit strangely, actually, you'll realise that we actually have more in common than you think, I think. You know, I think a lot of people are put off by disability, particularly one that you can't see, particularly when it's just someone who's behaving slightly differently and you can't quite put your finger on it. It's all too easy to say, oh, that person's weird, keep away from them, or, like, pull a face, or, oh, you know, what the hell's wrong with them, sort of thing. But actually, we all have our own foibles, and okay, so there's a great bit in the show where he kind of brings on people in the crowd and sort of like stages a semi sort of like improvised game show of like, are you autistic? You know, do you find it hard kind of struggle, you know, when there's like an immediate change? And a lot of people do. And it's actually a lot of us actually share those kind of, you know, the tendencies of autism. You know, okay, we don't display it as obviously as someone who is, you know, further on the spectrum might, but we all experience those problems in our day-to-day life, and that's fine.
Hmm. So is this theatre as therapy?
I suppose so. I suppose it is, actually. And I think it's all about kind of, you know, because comedy relaxes people. I think comedy is all about kind of bringing your guard down. So I think it's a perfect, and as is theatre, I think it's a perfect medium for sort of discussing these problems. You know, I'm sure, as you know, a lot of comedians have suffered themselves with mental health, whether they talk about it in their performance or not. And I think it's a really great opportunity for people to, yeah, like, laughter helps us understand each other. I mean, another show I'm also working on, which is more of a comedy show, which is called Letting It Go, by a comedy duo called That Pair. And it's not so much to do with mental health, but it's sort of to do with kind of, you know, the depression that is brought on by being a performer. So it's part of the whole confessional comedy trend of the Fringe this year. And basically they're being completely honest about, you know, what it's like choosing comedy over a real job, how that's affected their everyday lives, you know, their romances, their friends, their, you know, finances. And it's also about sort of, you know, what it's like, you know, turning 30 as a woman, particularly in the entertainment industry, and how you're sort of viewed differently. And it's a very, very funny show, but one that has real heart that I think a lot of people in the audience who are embarking on a creative career or have any temptations to go into comedy or a career, that they will understand.
So, you know, when a show is about mental health problems and, you know, that realm of issues, do you find it difficult to market? Is it difficult to bring people in?
Do you know what? I guess it probably has been in the past, but it just so happens that this Fringe is really kicking off with a mental health strand. I mean, it's been, as I said, it's been the news tonight. It's been in all the kind of preview coverage as well. I think it probably actually was really given a kick up the backside by Bryony Kimmings, who this year is obviously doing a show called Fake It Till You Make It. I have nothing to do with that, but I used to work at Soho Theatre, so I have worked with her before. And that's obviously all about her fiancé's struggle with mental health and the idea that you need to hide it. And basically what she is doing and what a lot of the shows that I'm working on are doing is just bringing that out into the open and just making everyone okay, because I think a lot of people do struggle with mental health, you know. Again, it's something that you can't see. It's something that can be hidden, which is often the worst thing. I mean, Kian from the Misfit Analysis tells a funny story in his show about when he's in the underground. Again, this sort of relates to the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime, because there's a similar scene in the show where he gets very panicked because he's underground. But Kian finds it hard to kind of understand directions. So he asks one of the people working on the platform if they can just help him with directions. But, you know, you can tell that, you know, Kian is autistic, and the guy, you know, sort of says, no, wait here, and gets him a wheelchair and, like, actually wheels him all the way out of the underground. And it's sort of, he didn't need that. He just needed, you know, the regular human interaction of, you know, don't worry, I will tell you where to go. But I think people are sort of panicked, which is fine, you know. It's not a negative thing. Like, you know, the guy on the platform wasn't obviously trying to be offensive to Kian, but there still is that misunderstanding of what autism or learning disabilities and by association, depression and mental health problems, what those are, I think. And this is what all this, like, this, the theme of this Fringe is about, is just kind of making people understand and laugh about it and come together and just say that it's okay.
We seem to have kind of moved from visible disability to talking about the disabilities which are hidden. Mm-hmm. And obviously theatre's a fabulous medium for discussing that. How do you feel about this now being broached at the Edinburgh Fringe with support by people like the Wellcome Trust?
I think it's great. I think it's great that work is being sort of funded by institutions that are rooted in science as well. I mean, the Wellcome Trust is a fantastic organisation. They fund lots of shows that, and beyond shows as well, you know, exhibitions and even sort of like theoretical research and biochemistry and lots of things that I want to learn more about. And it's all rooted in kind of helping people understand something that maybe they don't have a grasp of. And I think that's great. I mean, personally, like a family member of mine kind of had a road accident when she was young. And because of that, she sort of, it's hard to put a finger on, like, you can't really say it's a mental illness or a disability, but there's definitely kind of something, sometimes when you have conversations, like, some things don't communicate quite right. And again, it goes back to that thing of people kind of being a bit apprehensive of people who aren't like them. And I think over the years, particularly recently, we've really opened up to the fact that it doesn't matter if people aren't like us, you know, like gender, sexuality, skin colour, religion, all those things. Maybe, I hope and I believe, that, you know, mental health and sort of the mind is the next goal for us to overcome. And we're not all on the same level and we're not all on the same kind of planes all the time, but we're all human and we can all communicate with each other, and difference is a beautiful thing. Stop trying to make everyone the same.
So you're optimistic?
Definitely I'm optimistic. Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, you go back to 1970s and watch, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Jack Nicholson and how horrifying the presentation of mental illness was, and obviously the treatment of mental illness as well. I think we've come on leaps and bounds.
So in a nutshell then, why should people come and see these particular shows?
Because they're going to find out something they knew nothing about before. They're going to discover that there are similarities between themselves and the performers on stage, who are opening their hearts out to people in a way that you never normally get in real life. And it's funny and it's entertaining, and the Fringe is the best time to open your mind and try something completely new.